Welcome back to the Hoop Central podcast. It is none other than one of your co-hosts, Nakeem. Alongside me is Malik M3. Malik, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, bro. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and we finally got some more basketball coming back from the All-Star weekend. And if you're new to the Hoop Central podcast, you know, this is a podcast where we talk about everything basketball, whether it's NBA, college, or the G League, we cover it all. And speaking on just that fact, today is going to be a different type of episode. We're not really going to be talking about the NBA that much. We're going to be looking into prospects and looking into the upcoming draft, because what time is it, Malik? It is March Madness. This is sports fans' favorite time of the year. It's going to be crazy. And I think it's only the best thing to do if we start off this episode talking about these prospects and this upcoming draft.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. This draft class is stacked to the max.
Oh, so
Nakeem and I have been talking about it all year.
For me, there's these three teams right now that are on the bottom of the NBA standings, and I think they need these prospects more than anyone else. And Malik, I have a question I want to pose for you, if you're ready to answer this or not.
I am ready.
All right. So right now, as of the time that we're recording this video, the three worst teams in the NBA are the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Detroit Pistons, and the Houston Rockets. Crazy how the Minnesota Timberwolves are the worst team again, yet they've just got the first overall pick. And they've really got a lot of first overall picks in the last few years, you know? They didn't select Andrew Wiggins, but they traded for him. So that's one first overall pick there. Then they got Karl Anthony Towns, who's a first overall pick. Yeah. Then they just drafted Anthony Edwards. If they get another first overall pick, that's so much, and your team's still bad. Like, there's something you got to fix there.
They traded for Anthony Bennett too.
Yes, they did. They had so many first overall picks, but the Timberwolves are right now with the worst record. And Malik, I just wanted to ask you, who do you think would be the perfect fit for the Timberwolves? And we can hash this out and discuss who we think the player that fits the Timberwolves would be the perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Man, I'm trying to think. I would presumably think a forward that would fit really close to Karl Anthony Towns would be the ideal fit for the Minnesota Timberwolves, because you have your guards. You have Edwards, who's going to develop into an amazing player. D'Angelo Russell is going to get in his prime. And once he hashes out all those injuries, he's going to be amazing. And then you you have that three or four spot that you got to figure out. But I think Isaiah Jackson would be the ideal fit.
From Kentucky.
You know, under John Calipari, man, you know that this guy's gonna have the heart and soul of winning. He's 6'10". Yeah. He slides great beside Towns. He could play the four. He could play the five. I would say he could guard every position.
For sure.
Averages three blocks and a steal. So that'd be a huge contributing factor on the defensive end. And you know, his numbers don't show, averaging only 9 points, but that just shows that he's unselfish.
Yeah.
He passed the ball, and you could run lots of screen and rolls through him. He's shooting 54% in the paint. So I say that him and Towns would be a great fit alongside with Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell. And then you also have Malik Beasley, who could guard.
He's a 20-point per game scorer as well. So
absolutely. So I would say there's your starting five. Roll with it. Then you have to figure out your bench.
That is actually an amazing pick. And I'll tell you why. Because Isaiah Jackson, I'm not saying he's going to be this by any means, but his character mold reminds me of a Dennis Rodman. You know, he's very low maintenance on the offensive end, but his motor is through the roof. He's going to give you high energy plays. He's going to work his butt off on the defensive end of the floor. And he's just going to be a very good complementary piece, especially with Karl Anthony Towns being a player who really needs the ball. D'Angelo Russell, he doesn't really need the ball to be successful because he makes people around him better. Having a guy like Isaiah Jackson will just make this team even more deadly. But I don't agree with you. There is someone else who I feel will be a better fit. And we're talking about perfect situation. So for me, it's like, I have the same thinking of you as you. I think they do need a big man as well. I think they need a power forward who could complement Karl Anthony Towns. And for me, I see it's really hard to pass up on Evan Mobley.
I agree with you. That's a great pick.
Like, if you just look at his build, he's a 7-foot athletic forward. I don't want to say he's like the next Kevin Durant, because that's so much pressure to put on a young player. But his skill set at his height and his frame, wingspan, his vertical, the way he's able to maneuver on the court, I think that inside out game with him and Karl Anthony Towns would be amazing. You know, Karl on the left block doing what he's doing, and then on the right elbow is Evan Mobley stretching out the floor. If that defender comes in to help, you got a perfect positioning to pass that ball to kick out to the elbow, whether he goes for a shot or drives in, get the ball moving. So many offensive possibilities can happen just from those two players. And I feel like he can be, for this generation, I should say, this draft class, the next Anthony Davis. I feel like he has that potential, and I don't want to be the person to put that pressure, as I just said, with the Kevin Durant statement. But hey, I'm going to call it now. I feel like Evan Mobley can be a Anthony Davis caliber player. Yeah. And he could play either the four or the five, so his versatility is crazy. Even if you decide to play him more so with the second unit rather than the first, that's still amazing for the Timberwolves. You're still getting a beneficial offensive production from him. So Evan Mobley is definitely my guy that I got to go with. Another team that is really, really struggling that I'm really intrigued to hear what you got to say is the Detroit Pistons. Now, they just got rid of Blake Griffin, who signed up and joined up with the Brooklyn Nets to form another super team when we just had parity in the NBA. But anyways, that is a different conversation. But Malik, who do you think is the perfect draft prospect the Detroit Pistons should go for?
I'm a bit biased. I'm a Syracuse fan, but my second best team is the UConn Huskies. Mm. So I'm going with my boy James Bouknight.
Okay. You know what? Talk to me about James Bouknight. Tell me, a lot of people probably aren't familiar with him, so talk about him a little bit.
I think he'd be an ideal fit for the Pistons. He's not in his first, but he's in his second year in college, which solidifies his role that he's experienced. He's averaging 19.6 boards and 2 assists, shooting a career high 32% from a 3-point range, which is not bad. He's shooting 45% as a guard, which I would say is pretty good.
Yeah, especially in college.
Absolutely. He's averaging 1.2 steals, and him and Killian Hayes would create that 1-2 punch. Both are very athletic wings. You know, Detroit is a team of development at the moment. You have people like Sekou Doumbouya. You have Isaiah Stewart. You have Killian Hayes. I love Jeremy Grant, but, you know, the heart and soul, James Bouknight is from Brooklyn, New York, so you know he's going to perform well. Maybe his preference would be to be drafted by the Knicks, but the Knicks,
who knows?
Knicks are far off. I think they're going into the playoffs. They're not getting any lottery picks now.
Knicks fans are excited. This is a different generation for them, but yeah, definitely James Bouknight's a great player.
Oh, absolutely. I think it is a bit high, maybe for the second pick. Detroit's projected to go second. You think, like, Malik, what are you talking about? You're going to miss Cade Cunningham. You're going to miss Jalen Suggs.
That's what I was just going to get into.
You're going to miss all these dudes, but I feel like James Bouknight is going to be, will be top five. I feel like he'll be top five.
Really?
We could even surpass Jalen Suggs in the top three. I say he's top, really? I say he's top three with Cade and Mobley.
Hey, okay.
I'm gassing him up.
Okay. Me and Malik usually agree, but I gotta draw the line somewhere. He's not going higher than Jalen Suggs. Let's get that clear. James Bouknight is an amazing player. Amazing. He's not going top three. But I like the take. But you lost me at the end. You had me, but you lost me. But the player that I have, and I think it's really hard to really go up against him, I feel like he is one of those generational type of players. I really do feel like it. Who else other than the undisputed number one pick in this draft? Cade Cunningham. Like, if we look at his stats across the board, Cade Cunningham is averaging 20.2 points per game, 6.3 rebounds, 3.6 assists on 45.4% shooting from the field and 41.2% shooting from three. Now, these are amazing stats for a freshman in college. Not only is he a freshman, he's playing for a lower tier one team in Oklahoma State. And not only has he just been playing with them, it's not like when Ben Simmons was with LSU and they were just a meh type of team. Oklahoma State has been amazing this season. They just lost in the finals of the Big Ten, I believe it is. But they're probably going to be in the tournament. They got to be in the tournament. 100%. And I think this is one thing that people got to take in consideration with this. Although he's a great, amazing player, look what him alone was able to do in Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
Turned a program that hasn't really been that successful since, like, Marcus Smart, I believe. Like, I don't really think they have been that good. And then he comes in there and changes the whole entire culture. And I think for the Pistons, that right there is eye-opening, because if he could do that in college at that level that he's at, give him 2 or 3 years with our franchise, our organization, and let's see what he can do. Although the Pistons aren't that really good at developing talent, as they kind of missed on some prospects like Stanley Johnson and some other prospects in past years, I feel like he's a clear-cut number one guy, generational talent, as you said. And Malik kind of went in on the roster a little bit before. You know, they have Killian Hayes at the point guard position. He is injured, but they have him. Jeremy Grant has had a breakout year, so I don't really see them trading him anytime soon. I think he's a great fit with Detroit.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah Stewart, as you said, great big man. And then Sadiq Bey. I'm going to just say this little thing about
Sadiq. I forgot about Sadiq Bey. He's amazing.
He's an amazing player. And this is – I feel like he's the most underrated player from this past draft class. People say Emmanuel Quickley. Yeah. Like, I understand that too. Emmanuel Quickley is an amazing player.
He cannot be considered underrated anymore. But he's getting the recognition he deserves now, so he's not underrated anymore.
Exactly. But Sadiq Bey, he won the Player of the Year award. Not Player of the Year. What am I saying? Player of the Week award. And yep. No one talked about it. No. He's the only rookie that won Player of the Week. LaMelo didn't win it. Anthony Edwards didn't win it. Sadiq Bey won the Player of the Week award. Let that sink in. He is a great player. And them drafting Sadiq Bey with him being in Villanova for like 3 or 4 years shows that they don't care about freshmen. So I could see them drafting James Bouknight if their draft pick goes lower. But I think if you're at the number one spot, you got it, or number two, and Cade Cunningham is available, there's no way you're passing up on Cade. There's absolutely no way you're passing up on Cade.
I agree with you. You have to pull the trigger. That's, like you said, a generational talent for the coming years for our generation.
Yeah. He's going to be great. And there's so many great players in this draft. Oh my gosh. And I think another player that we got to get into, well, I'm going to get into. But first, I'll ask you, the third and final team we're going to discuss right now is the Houston Rockets. Now, there's a
– Love you, Rockets.
Houston has had a lot of problems lately. A lot of problems. But – one prospect can probably fix everything. Now, Malik, who is that prospect that you think can fix all the problems that Houston is facing?
Now, this pick, people are going to say, okay, Malik, you got your head out of your imagination. I'm going to say, okay, I'm choosing Evan Mobley for the Rockets, hey, the second pick.
Evan Mobley. I like that.
And Christian Wood. That would be the best front court duos in the West, in the NBA. Yeah.
One of the best young duos, for sure.
Punch, you got boards, you got steals, you got blocks. Who's getting past that? They're tall. They're lengthy.
The length, man.
Hey, coming from Andy Einfield or Enfield and the Trojans, man, you know Evan Mobley balls. 17 points per game, 3 blocks, 1 steal, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. Everything. He does everything. He's shooting only 1% less than James Bouknight off 3-point. He's shooting 31%.
That is crazy. He's a 7-footer. Like, he's a 7-foot center. That's mad.
Shooting 58%, 7-foot frame, 210 pounds.
210 pounds, my lord.
Oh. The development of young core Houston Rockets is bright. They just have to wait a lot of patience for this fan base, but I believe they're gonna get back on top.
Man, yeah, definitely.
With the development of Houston, I'm trying to think. You know, we talked about Kenyon Martin Jr., Jason Tate.
Yeah, he's been surprising this season.
I don't know what the future of the Rockets hold. I know that PJ Tucker will be gone. I know that Aragorn will be gone. Yeah. I know that Victor Oladipo will be gone, not at the trade deadline, but at the offseason. John Wall is a bit of a 50-50. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But I would say he'd be a great mentor to Evan Mobley.
Oh, for sure. I think John Wall and him, that pick and pop duo, that pick and roll duo, beautiful. It'd be amazing, because I don't see John Wall going anywhere with that contract that he has. But much better take than the last one. I gotta say that. Much better take. I can jump on board with that. But for me, I think I'm gonna go a different route. We've kind of agreed on the positions kind of for the past two teams we talked about. But for me, I'm gonna go with a guard. Now, yeah. I feel like Victor Oladipo will not be with the team anymore after this season. Yeah. And the bigs that they have, I feel like you can really get someone else later in the draft with another pick or some sort. But there's one guy, and I think you just can't pass up on him at the position that the Rockets are probably going to be at, and that's Jalen Green.
Woo!
It was between him, either a lot of top 100s or so had Kay Cunningham number one and Jalen Green number two, or even flipped Jalen Green number one and Kay Cunningham number two. Kay Cunningham is an amazing prospect. he showed that in the G League this past season, although the sample size wasn't the largest because of the condensed year in the bubble. He is a young player playing against professionals, and he averaged 18 points a game, 14 rebounds, 1.5 steals on 46% shooting from the field, and almost 37% from three. That's an efficient, formidable stats for what, an 18, 19 year old? Like, he's younger than me, and he's putting up those stats in the G League. Like, that's crazy. Think about that. I'm in my second year of university, and this guy, younger than me, going up against professionals, holding his own. And you know what, Malik? I think it's time for a game. I think it's time for a game. As we've known, if you've been keeping up with the podcast, Malik and me are tied when it comes to games. I won the first week. Malik won the second. We still have a few more left for this month. And then obviously the loser has to do a forfeit at the other's expense. Now, Malik, sticking with the theme of this episode that we've been talking about, the draft and prospects, it's time for some little trivia, if you're up to it.
I'm down for some trivia. It's 1-1 right now. This is the tiebreaker.
This is going to be crazy. So basically what this trivia is going to be is that we both have designated the past, I guess, 5 decades, excluding the 2020s because we just started it. We're going to be going over the top overall pick. So basically, me and Malik all picked years in each decade. So 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. And we randomly picked 1 year and the number one draft pick of that year. Now, I'm even numbers. Malik is odd numbers. So we don't have the same one. And we're going to be asking, who is this player that was drafted in this year? Ooh. And if you get it right, you get a point. If you don't, you don't get a point. Person with the most points at the end wins. Pretty simple, I think. The rules are self-explanatory. So I'm going to just get my timer ready. Or if Malik, you want to if you want to ask first, you can go right on ahead.
I'll ask you first.
All right, I got it. All right.
Okay.
All right, 20 seconds timer for those that are unaware. So I got 20 seconds to answer it. Only one final answer. That is it. All right, Malik, I'm ready.
Okay, so your first question. Who was drafted first overall in the 2003 NBA draft? Your clock.
Now, the GOAT, LeBron James. Even though I don't personally consider him the GOAT, but it's LeBron James.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's 1-for-1. See how long that took me? I'm just trying to create the expense, even though he's right. I'm waiting.
Oh my god.
1-for-1, everyone.
All right. Yeah, you threw me one of the easiest things. I look at mine now and I'm like, oh, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad. Anyways, all right. I guess I'll ask you my first question. All right. Malik, are you ready?
No.
Anyways, I'm going to ask it anyways. All right. Who was drafted first overall in the 2016 NBA draft? Timer starts now.
I forgot this one already. Okay. It's between Towns and Fultz or someone else from before. How many seconds do I have?
You have 10 seconds.
Oh, wait. Philadelphia, right? Fultz or Simmons?
3 seconds.
Simmons was drafted before. Let me go Simmons.
You got that right at the end of the buzzer. You snuck it in.
Oh, I just realized. I'm like, that's Philadelphia. I'm like, oh my God. I forgot because Simmons did miss his first year, right?
Your answer was Ben Simmons, and that is...
Oh, wait, I may be wrong.
That is correct. Woo! Ben Simmons. 1-for-1 is Malik. I can see the sweat dripping down his face.
That's so hard. That's the easiest one for me.
Oh, my gosh. You threw me a straight, like underhand. Then I gave you a little bit of a curve to throw you off a little bit. But
I thought it was Towns.
Hey, you got there. You got there. You clutched it.
Oh, man. Okay. Second question. We're going medium.
All right.
You might know this one. Okay, so the clock is here. Who was drafted first overall in the 2013 NBA draft?
2013.
Your clock starts now.
Anthony Bennett.
And everyone, ladies and gentlemen, viewers all around the world, thanks for watching Hoop Central, because Nakeem is 2-for-2. Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh, I always mix up him and Wiggins, but I have to remember Bennett was the first Canadian drafted number one. That's how I gotta remember it.
I thought that's how you would mix it up between Wiggins.
That's I had to remember that. But all right, hey, you're throwing me kind of straight lines right now. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you right now. But yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm grateful. All right, Malik, I got you for the second question. All right.
I'm
Who
ready.
was drafted
Uh-oh.
first overall in the 2004 NBA draft? Timer starts now.
Oh no. Oh wait, I know this one. Hold on. 2004, right after LeBron. LeBron. My answer was LeBron.
You have 10
Dwight
seconds
Howard.
left on the
Dwight
clock.
Howard. Dwight Howard's final answer.
That is correct. Dwight Howard
I knew that one.
is.
I knew that one before the first one. It doesn't make sense.
Dwight Howard was the right answer. Malik is also 2 for 2. Hey, this is competitive right now. I'm liking this.
Okay, this
Feel
is
the pressure. I feel
good.
now this is where it gets hard. This is where it gets hard.
Okay, this is a really good one.
All right.
Okay, so we're going beyond the 20th century. We're going to 1999. So for your question, Nakeem, who was the first overall pick in 1999? Your clock starts right now. Tough one.
1999. I think that I would have to.
12 seconds.
Oh, this is actually tough, but I'm gonna probably go with the big fundamental
Six
himself,
seconds, five,
Tim Duncan.
four, three.
Tim Duncan.
And that's
Or is
your
he
call.
98?
1998, 1999 NBA draft. The key answer, Tim Duncan.
Oh no, he went to the finals in 99.
Your answer
No.
is
No, 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 no,
sadly
no, no.
incorrect.
No, he went to the finals in
This was a
99.
really hard one. The 1999 first overall pick was Elton Brand.
Who was drafted first overall in the 1994 NBA draft? Timer starts now.
I'm not gonna guess this. 1994. The only person I can think of is Tim Duncan because you said it. But there's Allen Iverson. There's Shaq.
10 seconds left.
It's gonna be some dude. I'm going. Shaq, final
5, 4, 3,
answer.
two,
After all,
one.
Shaq, final answer.
Shaq was the final answer. Oh. Shaq was the final answer, but you are actually incorrect.
Oh,
The answer was none other than the legend, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Michael Olowokandi, number one overall.
Clippers.
The Clippers, yeah, one of the biggest busts of all time. He is
I would have never guessed that.
known for being dunked on by Vince Carter.
1983, Nakeem. We're going way back into time. So tell me, who's the first overall pick in the 1983 draft? Clock starts
1983.
now. One.
How am I supposed to get this? Wait, I know this. I know this. I know this.
Think,
He
think.
played
I do get it.
against James Worthy.
10 seconds.
James Worthy.
Okay. James Worthy. I like that pick in the game.
Stop with the
Although
suspense.
your intelligence is superb and you have
Oh,
great mind
no.
of basketball, your answer is actually,
Oh my
it's
God.
actually incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
So this was a tough one because Houston had the 1983 first round pick, and Houston had the 1984 third first round pick. So
Oh, was
the
it Ralph
1983
Sampson's?
was Ralph Sampson. You got it
Oh
by
my
yourself. I didn't even have to.
gosh.
You got it by yourself. And then the year after was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh my gosh. I thought Ralph Sampson was drafted way earlier.
You
My
got it. You got it by yourself.
Who was drafted first overall in the 1988 NBA draft? Timer starts now.
Ooh. Is drafted. Oh, okay. One person that comes to mind is Patrick Ewing for some reason. I feel like he was drafted near then
10
because
seconds left.
Olajuwon was 1984. So you're saying 1988, 1989.
5, 4, 3,
Patrick Ewing, final
two.
answer. Oh, yeah. Come on. He took the headphones off. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, this dude's trolling.
Oh, I thought this was gonna be competitive, and it is, because that is incorrect. The right answer is Danny Manning, who was drafted by the Clippers first
Oh,
overall.
I talked about this dude last season.
You did.
How did I not get this answer right?
Oh, man, you did.
We're going to Motown. We're going to old school right here. We're going to 1975. Woo, that's back in the day. Kim, who was drafted first overall in the 1975 NBA draft? Your clock starts right now.
I think our age is really showing with these past few questions. Like, us being, we're not even 20 years old yet. So I think, like,
13 seconds.
But, like, how are we really supposed to get this? But I'm going to shoot one right in the dark. Dude. Eyes closed right now. I'm going to say
6 seconds. 5.
His son is an NBA coach right now. I'm going to go with Bill Walton.
I really love that pick, actually. Holy, Nakeem. Oh, my. Nakeem. Nakeem. You're born 2001. Did you guess someone that's that 1975? And your guess was Bill Walton?
Yes.
Can I just tell you something?
No, I don't want to hear it.
You were 1 year away. You were so close. It's wrong. You were so close. Bill Walton was drafted in 1974. I'm so that shows your knowledge.
Who was 75?
David Thompson. Drafted by the Atlanta Hawks in 1975.
Final question.
Yeah.
Who was drafted first overall in the 1978 NBA draft? Timer starts now.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Lakers had a pick recently. There's no on that. Magic.
10 seconds maybe? Left. 5, 4.
Wait, James, where did they be?
3.
Oh, frick,
2.
Frick. Magic,
1.
Magic, 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 magic. I'm wrong.
For those watching either on YouTube or for those listening on the podcast, it's been great episode with you guys. I've enjoyed it. It's been amazing. But this trivia game proved to be really heartbreaking in the end. Because Malik.
Oh, yeah.
We have ended in a draw.
Woo! That's all for me.
Answer is incorrect. The right answer was Michael Thompson, who was drafted first overall by the Los Angeles Lakers, indeed. So you were close. I like how we both were really close with our final answers.
I wouldn't have guessed. I was thinking Magic or Worthy. I forgot about Michael Thompson.
That was an amazing.
Thompson was the first pick? I didn't know that.
That was an amazing competitive game. So right now it is 2-1-1. I mean 1-1-1 for both of us right now. So we've got one win, one loss, one draw. So we are going. It's been competitive. This is going to be fun down the stretch to see who is able to prevail. Yeah. But if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below. Let us know what you think about the NBA draft. For those listening on Spirit Live and Spotify, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hoop Central podcast. It has been Nakeem.
It has been Malik.
And we shall see you guys in next week's episode.